second game in a row you're not going to have Ron Artest. What does that change as far as you guys executing now that you've seen how the team plays without him for a game?
You know, it changes our bench entirely. It changes how we manufacture the game, how we rest Drew in his period of time, Fish's moments of getting some rest. So it changes us up a little bit.
What's the latest on our test, and do you expect him back tomorrow?
He's still experiencing some dizziness today. We'll hope for tomorrow.
Phoenix is a team that you've played already twice, but now you've got them here, and you've talked often about how well they play here. What changes when the game moves from Staples to here?
The comfort level on the court, I think, where the three-point line is, how they run the floor, those little things, just the surrounding area of this team that plays the edges of the court as it is. So I think it's that part of it. I think they're more aggressive at home, perhaps even too.
Have you spoken to Ron yet? Or
no.
Do you save that for when you get back home?
I usually need a translator when I speak to Ron on the phone.
So the word on the dizziness came from somebody else?
Yes.
The team doctor?
No, our trainer. Our trainer.
Any details on how this all happened?
No, I don't have any details on that.
When you were talking to us after the Sacramento game, you said you weren't particularly in love with the big lineup with Odom, Artest, and Bynum. What didn't you like about it?
You don't mean Artest, you mean
Odom Powell and Bynum, thank you.
I don't think we moved the ball well enough in the, we had seven turnovers in that first half, and I think that's one of the things we're dying, I should say.
Yeah, seven in the first quarter.
Yeah, seven in the first quarter. That's an indicator that, we're not quite used to the spacing. We didn't use our passing and those things well. Although, it gives us a lineup that should be a rather comfort zone for us with Lamar. Being able to play that guard role and alternate with Cully.
So you haven't given up on it? You're still going to experiment with it?
Yeah. We almost forced into that tonight.
You beat this team pretty easily twice already. Is that more a product of being at home or the big versus small matchup being overwhelmingly in your favor?
Well, I think it's a back-to-back situation. They played the night before in Phoenix on both those occasions, and we had a rest period. I think that's a big thing for teams early in the season. I think later on in the year, everybody kind of gets ground down a little bit, and it's the edges off. You're used to playing. You get that kind of resiliency that it takes to play back-to-back games.
Matchup-wise, you get the size advantage offensively, but defensively, they're chanting around the three. What kind of problems does that cause for you guys defensively on rotation?
Well, we have our own particular problems covering Nash when he comes off the screens of either Fry or Amari. So. We try to, patch it up as best we can, rotate when we have to, make switches if necessary, try and keep the rest of the team out of the paint if Nash is going to get penetration, and, know where the three-point shooters are. On our end of the court, we've had a pretty easy time of going inside. They've tried to double one game, wasn't successful. So, we'll see what they present tonight. Well, I think Grant Hill presents a problem for us. I think his talent and his they feature him in a post up situation, and we really don't have anybody beyond at that three position that's quite capable of backing up Ron and playing that spot except Lamar right now.
You've always been a fan of Nash. Are you surprised he's able to sustain this level of play as old as he is?
Well, let's not put him in a rocking chair yet. I mean, after all, he's the idea that
he's like Bresnahan's age. What is he? 35?
I'm 38.
He's nearing Bresnahan's age.
That's it. It's getting up there. The idea of being able to maintain this pace, 34, 35 minutes a game is pretty difficult. With Fish, who's perhaps the same age. And he is more likely that they're both in the same age group or class. I'm trying to get him 24 to 26 minutes a game, just so he doesn't wear down. And, Nash seems to be, able to continue at this pace.
What about Grant? He's 37.
You have to remember. You have to remember he missed four or five seasons, and that's a big deal. the wear and tear, you know, that you get from playing, it's pretty difficult. And I think, you know, that's why, you know, we think that, you know, he's able to sustain this. I think he trades well, too. I think that's important. No, I'm not worried about that part of it. You know, I think he will get it back. You know, we're just right now. I think he's recovering from you know, bout with the respiratory. You know, that's part of what was, I think, wearing on him. And I like the way he played the first quarter against Sacramento. I think good energy. He didn't sustain it for the game, but I think there was a rebound or a return more to his vigorous activity that I appreciated. Well, we will. We'll experiment with the game a little bit early in the, you know, first half and see how it goes. We have to stay attached to this team, that's for sure. So, you know, it'll depend upon how we do, and you always want to win the first one regardless. And, you know, that's the game you're after. All right.